With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All efforts continue to find the victims of the flooding in Texas. One community did have a warning system prior to the floodwaters hitting.
As a wall of water was heading downstream, a long, flat tone blared over the tiny river community of Comfort, Texas, in a last-ditch warning for those who had missed cell phone alerts to get out. Everyone in Comfort, Texas survived the flooding. Comfort is no stranger to tragic flooding. In 1978, 33 people were killed, 15 of them in Comfort. So when an opportunity arose last year to expand the community's emergency warning system, residents buckled down to find the funding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump levying tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico. They begin August 1st. Washington taking action against Cuba. Here's correspondent Donna Border.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is sanctioning Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and other top officials for human rights violations and restricting access to visas. Rubio says on the social media platform X that the State Department would also impose visa restrictions on Cuban judicial and prison officials, quote, responsible for or complicit in the unjust detention and torture of the July 2021 protesters, end quote. The rare demonstrations came about after repeated blackouts in Havana and other cities. I'm Donna Water.
The Kremlin warning the United States, South Korea, and Japan against forming a security partnership targeting North Korea. Allies have been expanding or restoring their regular combined military exercises, that in response to Pyongyang's advancing nuclear program. This is SRN News. Make no mistake, Americans like video streaming services.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Missouri blocking many of the state's pro-life laws, reimposing a preliminary injunction against them 1 month after the state's highest court had lifted a previous hold. The order by Jackson County Circuit Judge Jerry Zhang says the abortion restrictions likely violate a state constitutional abortion amendment that had been approved last year by the voters. This is SRN News. Boeing settles for the man whose family died in an airplane crash in Ethiopia. Mike Hempen has more.
Boeing has reached a deal with a man whose wife and children were killed in a 2019 crash. The jury trial was to begin Monday to determine damages for Canadian Paul Njoroge. His wife and three children were taking Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 to Kenya, where they're from. The 737 MAX malfunctioned, killing all 157 on board. Terms of the deal have not been disclosed. I'm Mike Hempen.
Newest findings into the Air India plane crash last month say the aircraft's fuel control switches had been turned off, causing a loss of engine thrust shortly after takeoff. That report also indicating that each pilot seemed to be very confused over the change in the switch setting. More details at srnnews.com.